Greetings, Aqua family. It is Ben Aqua, the host of this podcast, Absolutely Nonsensical. In this episode, I wanted to talk about reaching 7,000 YouTube subscribers, which is a tiny but kind of huge milestone for me, and go over three things that I think really helped grow my channel. It's going to be a pretty juicy episode. And the music that you're hearing throughout this episode is off of my new album, Obscuriosities, which is available now on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you get your virtual tunes. It has 29 tracks that I created over the course of 10 years, 2006 to 2016. All of the tracks on the album are unreleased, rare demos. A few of them I actually threw up on my SoundCloud for a little while. A couple of them may be still up. I don't know. I don't really pay attention to my SoundCloud that much anymore. SoundCloud, RIP, you're kind of a little bit dead to me, whatever. You were cute while you lasted. But anyway, but without further ado, let's get into this episode. Yeah, I reached 7,000 YouTube subscribers, and I just released a video that's kind of similar to the content I'm talking about today. So if you want to see that, go over to the Ben Aqua YouTube channel and just hear me blab about these things as well. Yeah, okay, so 7,000 subscribers, it's a milestone, you know, of sorts, and it's actually the largest amount of subscribers or followers or people that want to ingest my content for whatever reason. This is the largest amount of followers and subscribers I have on any social media platform. The biggest before this 7,000 milestone on my YouTube channel was on my SoundCloud page, which, like I said, I kind of neglect now. I can go into why I neglect my SoundCloud in another episode if you're interested. But yeah, that number is like just kind of hovered around 7,000, just a little under 7,000 for a couple of years now. That's a great number on SoundCloud, and I'm super grateful for that. But the YouTube thing for me has obviously been a much more interesting and supportive channel for me when it comes to my creativity, but also just how it's altered my life. How has it altered my life? There are three things that I thought I would share with you that not only will it cover how YouTube has altered my life, but also just three things that you as a creator, if you're out there listening and you're trying to promote your YouTube and create a bigger audience, not just for YouTube, but whatever social media platform you're on, just keep in mind that these three things are applicable to not only social media platforms, but also how I feel about life in general. So after that long ass intro, number one, the first thing that will help grow your YouTube channel and grow your life in general is to be yourself. And this is something I really try to practice this as much as I can. You know, I don't want to just say that and then just live an inauthentic life. And being yourself to me means being authentic to who you are as a person and as a creator and as a being in this planet. What does it mean to be yourself? What does it mean to be authentic? I think a lot of that has to do with, first of all, not caring, you know, about being someone else, not caring about just pleasing other people, like, what can I do to be this thing, or what can I do to be that thing? I think it's more about what can you do to be you? Like, what are you honestly into? What are your honest and authentic passions in life? For me, from an early age in my life, I realized that art is just a huge platform for me. And I first started doing art when I was a little kid, and I would draw comic book characters. I have a fond memory of creating Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle kind of bootleg cards, like trading cards. A few friends and I actually created these together, and we sold them. Like, it was almost like we started a small business around bootleg Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle trading cards. But we drew the cards, we designed, you know, the text around them. I wish I can remember what they actually looked like, and they were probably kind of embarrassing if I saw them now. But this was my first exercise in being like, whoa, I actually enjoy creating things. You know, I have a certain knack and interest in art, and I'm just really passionate about drawing. So I'm going to follow that as deeply as I can. And, you know, cut through high school when I figured out that photography was really cool. When I went to college, I was like, oh, I want to be a graphic designer. But then once I graduated, I got bored with doing graphic design and was like, okay, now I want to actually be a photographer because that's amazing. And here I am in 2019. Now I'm doing a YouTube channel, and I guess I'm a video creator, a content creator, a hybrid musician, and I'm just a creator. I've always enjoyed that role in life, and creation of art in particular has come very naturally to me, and it feels very authentic to me to create things constantly, to really almost obsess over that. So over the years, that's kind of how I figured out, long story short, that art and creation was super, super important to me. In fact, it's my lifeline, and it's my vice. It's my way of venting my anger and anxiety and frustration with the world. And more importantly, it's my way of sharing who I really am with the world. So yeah, be yourself. You know, who are you? Look in the mirror and look into your eyes. Like, honestly answer to yourself, who am I and what impact do I want to have on this world? Getting a little like self-helpy now, but you know, call me Dr. Aqua. The second concept that I wanted to talk about on how to grow your YouTube channel, but also just for life in general, is quality over quantity. I mean, I kind of feel this way about how I create my own stuff in general. You know, I try to put the highest amount of quality in every piece that I do, even if it's just, you know, a short portrait session or, you know, a quick YouTube video. I want it to look good. I want it to feel good. I want it to feel like it's really me and my authentic voice in each work. But also, I don't just want to wing it and produce something that I'm not proud of or something that's potentially embarrassing. You know, I want it to be something that really gets people and has a certain amount of grab for the outer world, so it's not just living inside my head, so it actually has, you know, relevance to other people's lives. And I think the most important way for me to do that in my creations is to focus on the quality of what I'm doing. I'm not a half-assed kind of person when it comes to my art. I take it very seriously. It's a very personal and important process for me. So I want it to be of the highest caliber quality as possible. And for the YouTube game, you know, a lot of YouTubers will say, if you watch those videos of like, how do I grow my YouTube channel? A lot of creators will tell you that quantity is actually more important than quality for the YouTube platform. And I actually agree with that if you're trying to just get your numbers up. And, you know, I'm trying hard not to judge that right now, because the number is great. 7,000 subscribers is wonderful. I am super grateful for that. But it's not the most meaningful thing to me when it comes to my heart and my impact on this world. Like, I don't want on my tombstone, even though I don't really want to be buried. I'd rather have my ashes spread in some bizarre alien way. But, you know, I don't want on my virtual tombstone, Ben Aqua, 100 subscribers. Like, that doesn't mean anything to me. That's just a number. It's a facade, you know. It's a beautiful illusion that kind of feeds, you know, the longevity and success of what I'm doing and gives me instant analytics in some way. It makes me feel good that I know that people, you know, to some variety are paying attention to what I'm doing. Of course, that feels good on an intrinsic and kind of superficial level sometimes. I keep babbling. So on the YouTube platform, the algorithm does love quantity. It loves creators that produce videos every day or every other day, even once a week. Like I said, there are a lot of creators that will say, if you want to grow your channel the fastest, make as many videos as possible, even if they're not the highest quality. And I do agree that, yes, that's probably going to get you the most amount of subscribers and the most views on your content and the biggest community in the smallest amount of time. But, you know, for me, that's not really the end goal, is just to get the fastest following possible. What's more important to me is to create each individual work with the highest amount of quality. And yeah, I do have some concerns sometimes that I'm like, oh damn, I should be creating more videos more frequently. But I also feel like I'm here for more of the long run, the long, you know, to play the long game versus just collecting as many subscribers and get my followers up on Instagram or whatever. Of course, I like that number just like anyone else, but it's also not my life goal just to reach certain milestones in these numbers. But that said, I am super grateful for those numbers. And it does feel good to be like, damn, I got some more subscribers.
We'll be right back.
So the third concept on how to grow your YouTube channel, or just how to live your life, is to be passionate. And this is not something where I'm saying find your one passion and only do that. That actually, you know, a lot of people will say that, but that has never worked for me because I have multiple passions in life. Like I said, I'm a photographer and I do YouTube, and I'm also a musician, I'm a DJ, you know, I just love creating stuff. And I'm passionate about each one of those different mediums kind of on their own. So when I say be passionate, for me, it's not about finding that one thing that you obsess over and this is your huge passion in life. If you're the kind of person that has found your one thing or your 10 things that you're passionate about, that's amazing. And so for the YouTube channel and in the YouTube world, when I say be passionate, I'm really saying do it because you really want to do it. Do it because you honestly feel this, you know, this urge, and you have this kind of fire behind what you're doing. And even if it is something like where you want to get more subscribers, or you want to make money, or do something like, you know, that other people might judge as superficial or whatever, be passionate about what you're doing. So, for example, with YouTube, being passionate also can involve certain niche communities that you're trying to do content for. So, for example, there's gaming, there's photography, there's music production. You know, what is the thing that you really want to focus on that you're honestly passionate about? If you're out there listening and you're like, well, I don't know necessarily what I'm passionate about, I'm still trying to figure that out, I think that's amazing. Be gentle on yourself. You know, don't be too hard on yourself because you haven't, quote unquote, figured out your one true passion. You know, I think that type of mentality of find your passion and get your drive towards it, you know, I agree with that to a certain extent, but it's also like, just be passionate about what you're into in the moment. And I think, honestly, I think that changes sometimes even day to day. You know, like when you're a kid and you're like, I'm passionate about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle bootleg trading cards or whatever, you know, cut to now, I'm not super passionate about that. I've changed, I've evolved based on my life experiences. And I really think being passionate is about understanding that you're an evolving and a changing creature, and embracing that change. Like, don't be afraid of it. Walk towards it. If there's something that you feel a certain drive for, if there's something in your mind that you're just obsessing over and you're like, oh my God, I need to figure this one thing out, or I need to figure these five things out, that probably means you're passionate about that, or there's something about that fascination and curiosity that is important for you. And sometimes it might be scary to walk towards these things that we're so scared of or so fearful of, but usually that means that that's your passion trying to peep through those cracks. And that's your passion that's kind of being like, hey, I'm over here, you know, with a camera or whatever your niche is. I'm over here and I want to hang out with you. I want to explore a topic with you, or I want to learn something new with you. So those things that you're kind of obsessed with, and maybe you even have lists going of like things that you need to do, you know, to be a podcaster or to be a photographer or whatever it is, or a YouTuber, those lists and those things that you accumulate, those interests that feel genuine to you, that's probably what you're passionate about right now. So walk towards it, run towards it if you need to. When you're walking or running towards it, don't you know that there are some risks involved with that? And that's a good thing. As long as you're not doing, you know, don't be dumb and walk off a damn cliff. You know, do it within reason, do it within your budget. And speaking of budget, it's pretty cool because to be passionate about something, to produce quality content, and to be yourself doesn't really require money. It requires more of a heart and soul, you know, which is like the true kind of currency of life. Being yourself involves risks. Producing high quality content involves risks, and yes, sometimes money when it comes to gear, but these days you don't even need a fancy camera or microphone to produce some fire content, especially for YouTube or podcasting or photography. Your phone is more than good enough for producing amazing stuff, so you can produce quality content on a budget. I call that balling on a budget. And to be passionate, that doesn't require money either, but that requires some fire in your heart. And it requires you to kind of get over your own fears. Not necessarily get over it, because that sounds kind of negative, but more, you know, finding the urgency to walk towards the unknown. That's what passion means to me. And I'm trying to impart this on you, the listener, to be like, you know, it's not impossible to be yourself and to produce quality content or to be passionate. Those are all things that you can completely do right now. Yes, right now. God, I'm so self-helpy in this podcast. But yeah, right now, you can do it. If you're struggling with some of these concepts, go to an art museum or go on Instagram. Go to where you find inspiration. You know, see what really strikes interest for you. That'll help you find who you are as a person so you can be yourself. That'll help motivate you to create this fire quality content instead of just producing a bunch of half-assed stuff. It'll also help you to find your passion, and not just find it, but to be passionate about life in general. And philosophically, a lot of these things just point to self-love to me. When you're being yourself, when you're producing high quality, meaningful content, or just living a high quality life, when you're being passionate about the things you do, I really feel like you're giving a gift to yourself and to your community. That is the greatest gift that you will ever give to yourself and to the world. There's a lot of other things that I could talk about when it comes to, you know, growing your YouTube channel and working with the algorithm and whatnot, but I wanted to keep it kind of general in this podcast to make it not just about YouTube, but also just about living life in general. Number one, be yourself. Number two, quality over quantity. And number three, be passionate. That's your homework for the week. That's your homework for life. I guarantee you, you will succeed in life with these three things. All right, so enough self-helpy kind of vibes. Thank you so much for listening to me just babble about all of this stuff with YouTube. Also, thank you so much if you're listening and you're subscribed to my YouTube channel. If you're one of those 7,000 subscribers, thank you so much. I really appreciate your support. It keeps me going. It makes me want to create even more and be passionate about what I'm doing and be passionate about life. So, you know, that's a gift that y'all are giving to me, and I'm super grateful for that every day. If you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, go onto your YouTube app, search for Ben Aqua, and you will find me. And also add me on social media at B3NAQUA. That's my Instagram, that's my Twitter. And that's going to conclude this episode of Absolutely Nonsensical. I'm your host, Ben Aqua. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts. Leave me a juicy review or rating on Apple Podcasts. That really helps me out. Don't forget to peep my album, Obscuriosities, on Spotify and Apple Music. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you have an awesome and creative, inspired day. Go out there, be yourself, produce some quality content, be passionate about what you are doing in life. And yeah, I'll see you in the next episode.